Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll tell you about a game called Timeline, and also a way we're going to celebrate this week. I'll let you know in a moment, so sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. Yes, today marks a very special occasion. This is episode number 52. We've been on airs for a whole year now. This is fantastic. Our first episode was April 26, 2023, and it was about scavenger hunts. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and take a listen to it and see the difference between my first episode and my newest one. Now, our most popular, most downloaded episode was about the game Muffin Time. And that's a fun game, so listen to that as well if you haven't already. Sounds like most of you have. We have been downloaded in over 25 countries and territories. Unbelievable. Obviously, United States and Germany and Canada, India, Mongolia, Hungary, Rwanda, Australia, France, and on and on. It just makes my heart feel good that so many people are enjoying these episodes. So let's see if we can do another year of these. So we're going to start right off on our game now. And the game is Timeline Twist. It's the pop culture edition. Now, the ages of play are 8 and over. And you can play 2 to 6 people. And it takes 20 to 30 minutes to play. The object of the game is get rid of all your cards first. Now, these cards are really something. There's a handful. I don't know how many there are here. There's a handful, and it's all about pop culture. I'll give you some examples. When is it for Super Bowl? The release of the movie Jurassic Park. Release of the video game Metal Gear Solid. Creation of Hot Wheels. Chuck Norris's first movie. Release of the real Slim Shady. And on and on, and there's just a variety of things here. Now, to play the game, what you do is you deal out 4 cards to each player. And then you put 1 card out in the center. Now, the 1 card out in the center, you could flip upside down because these cards are two-sided. One is just what I read to you, and the other side has the same thing, also the year on it. So you're going to flip a card up with the year up, and that's the starting table. So the first person plays, and he takes one of the cards, and he's going to put it to the left or to the right of the card that's on the table. If it's on the left, that means it happened before that date, on the right after that date. It's that simple, and the first player has a big, wide open area to do this. Now, if this sounds familiar, we played a game, Keep It 100, and that was reviewed just a few weeks ago. And that's similar to it, but it was just random numbers on cards. These are, you got to guess what year, or if you know what year, these things occurred. Then the next person plays, and he does the same thing. Now he can put it to the left or in between the two cards and on. And it goes on like that. Now, if for some reason the date is wrong and it doesn't fit where they put the card, then they discard that card and they draw a new one. So their cards don't dwindle very fast if they make mistakes. And as you play on, these gaps get smaller and smaller, so it gets harder. Also, there are a lot of cards in here that have the same date as other cards because certain things happen on the same year. When this happens, it includes the card on there. It doesn't have to be between it and go up to the date of that card that you're putting it in between. So it's a real simple game to do this. And then you could take this and you could play a co-op also. And the rule card there gives different ratings for how many cards you play on the table. And it's pretty neat. We play it competitive because we're a competitive group of people. Okay, Board Game Geek rates it a 6.3 out of 10. So it's not one of their favorite games. Now, you got to remember, these are board game players, and they're a little more into the harder games. I don't want to say harder, but, you know, the true games. And most of the ones I review, like this one here, is more of a party game, a relaxing game to play. Amazon rates it a 4.8 out of 5, which is a lot higher. Quite a bit higher, really. Now, there's a bunch of editions of this game out there. Now, this is the pop culture edition, and there's one called Inventions, and I was going to get that and mix the cards together, and you can, but there's a handful of duplicate cards, and I just didn't want to go through that for duplicate cards. Also, one of the other editions, which I thought was a neat concept, is Star Wars edition. On that one, there's a picture of a scene of the movie, and instead of picking a date, you have to put this scene happened before this scene. So I'm thinking about getting that one. I've not played that. So if you have got that or played that, let me know how you feel about that concept and the mechanics of that game. It sounds like a lot of fun. Obviously, you have to have some Star Wars fans to play that. I'm going to end this episode now. And if you have any questions or if you've played that Star Wars edition, please let me know. You can contact me at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. And again, we have a Facebook page, Playful Pursuit. So I, again, thank you all for downloading and listening to my podcast, 52 episodes. This is unbelievable. Can't wait for the next 52. So you guys go out and have some fun, play some games, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye.